Login authorized. Welcome.
Welcome to Innova Solutions podcast series, practical advice to advance in your professional career from the experts, moving at the speed of you. Thank you for tuning in.
Welcome, everybody, to today's podcast. I'm your host, Michael Ojo, a senior technical recruiter at Innova Solutions. And with me today, I have three amazing talent acquisition specialists, Pankit Tiwari, Kiran Varhala, and Karthik Saraswati, all from Innova Solutions. Welcome, guys.
Hi, Michael.
Awesome. And just to add to that, each of them have about 15 years of talent acquisition experience. And as such, they will be able to answer some of the questions we have lined up for them today. So on today's podcast, we will be talking about one of the most important aspects of any business, titled Knowing Your Customer. So let me start by asking this. Why is knowing your customer important for today's business?
Let me take up this question, Michael. When it comes to running a business, it's critical to understand your target market. After all, if you don't know who your customers are, how can we create products or services that meet their needs?
To add to Pankaj's point, I think knowing your customer goes beyond just basic demographics like age, gender, and income. It's about understanding their pain points, their buying behavior, and the things that make them tick. This information can be used to inform your marketing strategy, product development, or customer service efforts.
To add this point, when you take time to truly know your customer, you build a deeper, more meaningful relation with them. This can lead to increased loyalty, repeat business, and even word of mouth marketing.
Thank you so much, guys. That was a nice introduction to how we get started on this podcast. Awesome. Let me quickly build on this. This is going to lead to my next question. I'm a strong believer of the social media platform, and I believe it's become a very powerful tool for understanding your customer. I believe it helps keep an eye on what people are saying about your brand, your competitors, and your industry as a whole. Guys, can you please let us know how we can know our customer?
Rightly said, Michael. I agree with you on the social media part. Additionally, there are many other ways to gather this information, like surveys and questionnaires. This can be used to gather information on customer preferences, satisfaction, and their opinions. They can be sent out via emails or even in person if you have a physical location. Customer feedback. This will be the second way to gather this information. So encourage your customers to leave reviews and ratings on your products and services. This feedback can provide valuable insights into what's working and what's not.
Adding to this, social media monitoring is another most important tool these days. Like, social media is playing a vital role, which is a powerful tool for understanding your customer. Keep an eye on what people are saying about your brand, your competitor, and your industry as a whole. And apart from that, we have one more call, sales data, which will help us to analyze your sales data to see what products or services are selling well and what not. This information can help you make informed decisions about your product roadmap. Last but not least, we have a market research. Conducting marketing research to gain a deeper understanding of your target market. This can involve things like focus groups, interviews, and surveys.
Very nice, very nice. Thank you. Thank you to the answers to that question. I want to believe that after following all of these steps that your experts have outlined here today, I want to ask this question. How do we actually put our customer knowledge into action?
Rightly said, Michael. So once you've gathered this information about your customer, it is important to put it into action. There are a few ways to do it, like refine your marketing strategy, use your customers to inform your marketing strategy. For example, if you know that your target market is primarily interested in any eco-friendly products, make sure that you refine or make sure that your marketing message reflects that.
Adding to this point, we can also improve products or services. We can use customer feedback to improve our products or services. If we hear that customers are having trouble with a particular aspect of our offering, we can make the necessary changes to make it better.
I agree with our friends. Apart from this, refining your marketing strategy, improving your product or services, we have one more action item where we can personalize your customer services. When you know your customer, you can personalize your customer service efforts. For example, if you know that a customer is frequently a traveler, you can offer them a travel-related perks or discounts.
Last but not least, create a customer persona. A customer persona is a fictional representation of your ideal customer. When you create a customer persona, you can use them to inform your marketing, product development, and customer service efforts.
Amazing, amazing. Oh, wow. I'm sure our listeners out there have gained a lot from this. I want to say a very big thank you to our specialist, Pankaj, Kiran, and Karthik. And I'll wrap this up real quick. And this is to say for on today's episode of Knowing Your Customer. Remember, when it comes to running a successful business, it is critical to know your customer by gathering information about your target market and putting it into action. You are able to create products and services that truly meet your need. And that's it for me. Thanks for tuning in. I will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Go farther with Innova Solutions. Thank you for tuning in to the Innova Solutions podcast, professional advice to advance in your career. For more information, visit our resource candidate library at innovasolutions.com. Moving at the speed of you.
Data transfer complete.